Merry Christmas. How are we doing? 600 years ago, before the birth of Christ, there was a man named Zephaniah, and he was living in the region of Judah. And in this region of Judah at that time, the kings that were leading the nation of Judah were incredibly wicked. They revealed this wickedness by oppressing not only their enemies and the people and the nations that were around them, they were also oppressing their own people. And this prophet, he dreamed of a day when things would be different. He dreamed of a day where they would be no longer under the oppression of their ruler, of their king. He dreamed of a day, no, he prophesied of a day when God would come and dwell among his people. When the creator of all things would come and dwell among us. But what would that day look like? What would that day look like when God came to dwell among his people? 600 years before the birth of Christ, this prophet by the name of Zephaniah said these words. He believed that everything would change when God dwelled among us. He said, on that day, the announcement will be, cheer up, Zion, don't be afraid. For the Lord your God is living among you. He is a mighty Savior. For the Lord your God, he will delight in you with gladness. With his love, he will calm all of your fears. And he'll rejoice over you with joyful songs. He'll bring together those who were chased away, and he'll give glory to the former exiles. Wherever they have been mocked, and wherever they have been shamed, on that day he will gather them together and welcome them home. This is what Zephaniah believed would happen when God came to dwell among us. 600 years after Zephaniah, we meet another man named Simeon. And Simeon, who also believed, like Zephaniah did, he believed there would come a day when God too would dwell among us. And I reckon some people thought he was a little bit senile because he had this crazy belief that it would happen in his lifetime. He believed that the Spirit of God had revealed to him that in his lifetime, God would come and dwell among us. So he waited. He waited in the temple. He waited to behold the salvation of the Lord. And unbeknownst to Simeon, 40 days before this moment where he's in the temple, Jesus Christ, the Christ child, was born. And as according to Jewish tradition, Mary and Joseph brought their child Jesus to the temple. They brought their child Jesus to the temple so that he is dedicated. And as they walk into the temple and they come up to Simeon, because on that day, he was the one who was going to be dedicating children to the Lord. And they hand this child to Simeon, this man who has been waiting for the day when God would come and dwell among us. And these are the words that Simeon says, because something happens when he holds this child. And I don't imagine these words are said in a somber tone. I imagine these words are said with a declaration, with excitement, with passion. He says, behold, my eyes have seen the salvation of the Lord. A light of revelation to the Gentiles. And that means this is for all people. There's a common theme in both of these people, both of these men, both of these ancient sages. And that common theme is that when God comes to dwell among us, this will be for everyone. Make no mistake, this announcement of good news is for everyone. The hope of Christmas is for everyone. The exiles will be welcomed home. Those who have been chased away will be embraced by the mighty saving grace of God. Those who have been mocked, those who live in fear and shame, will have songs sung over them. Humans did the chasing, and God did the embracing in the person of Jesus Christ. If you've ever felt outside of that thing that's going on, if you've ever felt unwelcome at the party, if you've ever felt like you don't belong somewhere, this message is for you. If you've ever felt ashamed, if you've ever felt left out, if you've ever felt abused or marginalized or persecuted, this message is for you. Yeah, this is for me. This is for you. If you've ever felt like there's no way this God could be for me, friend, I'm here to tell you, then today, please know that this God is so much for you. This God is for everyone. And I'm here to tell you, Christmas is an invitation to be welcomed home. We at Good Life are a community of people who are figuring out and discovering, continue to discover it, continue to be blown away. What does it look like when God comes to dwell among us? And today we celebrate and we remember the moment that God came to live among us. The restoration has come. The redemption has come. The light has dawned, and this is a new day. God does live among us. And catch this, because I think this is the best part. He's promised to never leave us. He's promised to never, ever, 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 ever forsake us. And that means ever. This God is full of grace. This God is merciful. And as this God has come to live among us, we are invited to know this God in the person of Jesus Christ, the creator of all things. And I paraphrased one of the verses that Ryan led before. And it's from the book of John, and this is my paraphrase for today. This is how much God loved the world, that he came to live among us in the person of Jesus Christ. And this is why, so that no one need be destroyed, by believing in him, anyone, do you hear it? Anyone can have a whole and lasting life. This is the message of Christmas. God didn't go to all the trouble to live among us merely to point an accusing finger, telling us how bad we were. He came to put it right. He came to help and put things right again. Christmas is a reminder to us that God has come to live and dwell among us. The God, the creator of all things, he wants to know you. He wants to know me. He wants us to be known by him. And the invitation to know that God is for everyone. One of the songs that we sang before was talking about how the slave is our brother. The chains have been broken. Something happened that day years ago when Jesus Christ was born. Something happened that changed history. And I love it that these two men noticed it. They believed in it. They saw it coming. And they believed how it would change everything. And I think this is great reason for us to gather together today and make a declaration of these words that we are going to sing of joy to the world. Because this thing that happened, this thing that Jesus Christ has done, brings joy to the world. Why don't we stand together? And as you look at these verses, Think about the joy that has come to you this Christmas as God has come to dwell and live among us, and he has promised to never forsake us. He has promised to welcome the stranger, to welcome the exile, to welcome the embraced, to welcome the abused. This is our God, and he dwells among us this Christmas day. Ah, goodness. Thank you. Give it up for these guys. From all of us here at Good Life, we wish you an absolute Merry Christmas, and may you know the joy of the Lord as God has come to dwell among us. Have an awesome Christmas, everybody, and we'll see you in the new year.